Blessings Promised to Those Who Abide in Christ, October 28. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Matthew 5:11. There was never one who walked among men more cruelly slandered than the Son of Man. He was derided and mocked because of his unswerving obedience to the principles of God's holy law. They hated him without a cause. Yet he stood calmly before his enemies, declaring that reproach is a part of the Christian's legacy, counseling his followers how to meet the arrows of malice, bidding them not to faint under persecution. While slander may blacken the reputation, it cannot stain the character. That is in God's keeping. So long as we do not consent to sin, there is no power, whether human or satanic, that can bring stain upon the soul. A man whose heart is stayed upon God is just the same in the hour of his most afflicting trials and most discouraging surroundings as when he was in prosperity, when the light and favor of God seemed to be upon him. His words, his motives, his actions may be misrepresented and falsified, but he does not mind it because he has greater interests at stake. Like Moses, he endures as seeing him who is invisible. Christ is acquainted with all that is misunderstood and misrepresented by men. His children can afford to wait in calm patience and trust, no matter how much maligned and despised. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, and those who honor God shall be honored by him in the presence of men and angels. When men shall revile you and persecute you, said Jesus, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Great is the reward in heaven of those who are witnesses for Christ through persecution and reproach. While the people are looking for earthly good, Jesus points them to a heavenly reward, but he does not place it all in the future life. It begins here. Blessings promised to those who abide in Christ.